The Last Word on Business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services partner. Visit forvismazars.com/IE to find out more.
It's time for the business news now. Ian Guider is with us. And tell us about another extraordinary fine for Meta. Does the sign of this fine really matter to a company as big and as rich as the Facebook and Instagram owner?
Meta have been fined €91 million by the Data Protection Committee today, which is the sixth biggest fine they have received over the last 5 years. Not the biggest. The smallest was about €20 million. The largest is a €1.2 billion fine, which they are appealing right now.
And those add up. But again, Meta is so rich, does it matter to
them?
This
is a company that makes well over $10 billion per quarter in profit, so it's not going to be too worried about it. What it's normally worried about is its behaviour. I think on this issue, they went to the Data Protection Commission a couple of years ago and said, we have realised that millions of users' passwords have not been stored correctly, which is a breach of the EU's GDPR rules. They were held in plain text on its systems rather than being encrypted. And what that meant
That's basic, isn't it?
You would think so for a company that would spend millions and millions and millions of dollars a year on its own internal systems. But what that meant was anybody internally in Meta could have accessed the passwords of users and therefore accessed their various social media accounts. Whereas if they were encrypted, obviously they wouldn't have been able to do it. Now, they did bring it to the attention of the Data Protection Commission. There was the investigation. They have accepted that this was wrong. They have been given that fine of €91 million.
And was there a mitigation involved in that? It would have been bigger if they hadn't fessed up.
They didn't say whether there was a bigger fine being sorted. We normally find out a couple of weeks later as to how many of the European data commissioners who weigh in on all of these matters, whether they sought a bigger fine. The fact that they went themselves to the DPC and said we may have had a breach here probably went in some way to mitigate it. But again, these fines are adding up. As I said, I think there's been about 10 of them over the last 5 or 6 years, amounting to well over €3 billion.
And who gets that money?
That money goes to ourselves. That goes to the Data Protection Commission, which eventually remits it to the government and the Exchequer.
So it doesn't have to go around Europe to other European countries?
Absolutely not.
What a windfall for the government. Another windfall.
It is. But again, as I said, some of these fines are under appeal to the High Court here in Dublin. So there's been quite a few substantial fines, not just of Meta. There was a TikTok fine there a while ago as well, and that was a substantial sum. But again, these are all being appealed to the High Court. So that will depend on these rulings in the next couple of years. But we could be getting this money. And as you said, it does all add up. It adds up because the tax revenue that we collect every year is around 80 billion quid. It costs over 100 billion to the state. So we rely on other revenue sources like dividends from semi-state companies, the central bank, various windfall gains like this to run the country.
Okay. But this will be appealed presumably as well, will it?
I can't see this one being appealed. It's probably the fact that they reported it themselves and it has been accepted.
Yeah, so they know they're in the wrong. It might be that they would appeal the size of the fine, but if it's smaller than all other fines, they'll let this one slide perhaps. Okay, tell us about new mortgage lending in August.
Yeah, you can have this either glass half full or glass half empty on this one, because we have figures out today from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland showing that in August, the number of mortgages approved by the banks fell 12.5% month on month. But year on year, the number is up by just over 2.5% to 4,650 mortgages approved. And they also point out in the Banking and Payments Federation that first time buyers accounted for 2,800 of that 4,650 loans. And that was an increase year on year. So the point they are making is we've seen a decline in switching over the past couple of years because there weren't as many people getting good value from the banks because interest rates went up. People were moving away from KBC and Ulster Bank, so there wasn't as much switching activity. But people getting onto the property ladder for the first time is at a record high since they began collecting the data back in 2011. And they say that over the past year, the banks have approved 30,000 loans to first-time buyers. I would be a little bit more negative on these numbers. If you look at the annualized total number of mortgage approvals, it's in and around €50,000, and it has been at that level for the last number of months. Even if you take out the switching data, there's been a tiny bit of a slowdown in first-time buyers getting approved. And I just wonder, Matt, whether affordability to get a loan is the issue for people out there.
And then you look at the DNG survey, which shows that the average price of a second-hand home in Dublin is now
€570,000 in Dublin for the average second-hand
home. That's enormous.
It is. And it's rising much, much quicker than people had forecast because supply is limited and therefore people are chasing homes. Prices, according to DNG, in Dublin were up by almost 8.5% in the 12 months to the end of September. That is way above where prices have been in the last number of years. If you went back to this time last year, prices were barely growing at all. But we have seen this acceleration this year because people can borrow a little bit more money because their incomes are growing up. And also, there are so few homes out there. DNG pointing out that if you take the historical trend for price for the number of homes available, we actually are close enough to a record low because there isn't as many homes coming on the market. There's various factors for it. But if you take that annual increase, Matt, for Dublin, 8.5%, that's nearly the guts of €50,000 of an increase year over year for the price of a home in Dublin. And we're going to be talking next week about budget giveaways and you're going to be all better off by €1,000 in your pocket. How is that going to get you anywhere near to affording a home in Dublin? I know in the rest of the country, prices are growing quite substantially as well. Parts of the country are growing by double digit, but off a much lower base. And when you're looking at people, now a lot of this will be secondhand buyers of homes out there, people who are trading up, Matt, but still laying your hands on €570,000 is an awful lot of money. Even if you have built up some equity, servicing a loan like that is just an extraordinary number to come out of your wages every month.
You have a line for me here. A top international banker urges government to use dormant investment funds to go towards good causes, which gives me three questions to ask. Who's the top international banker? What are dormant investment funds? And who decides what's a good cause?
Well, this is the chief executive of BNY Mellon in Dublin, and it's Paul Kilcullen. And the Irish Times, I think there's a really good story by Joe Brennan in the Irish Times today. Paul Kilcullen approached the former finance minister, Michael McGrath, back in June with an idea that there's lots of money in dormant investment funds. So take things like funds that people would have put in money for their pensions or life assurance or try and grow their savings. They may have died, no children, no family that can be traced, no wills. They've tried to go and find people and there isn't. This has happened with bank accounts in the past. Money is just resting there. And therefore, there was a decision a number of years ago that if money goes unclaimed from the banks, it gets transferred to what's called the Dormant Accounts Fund. And the money gets transferred into good causes and community projects across the country. There are bodies set up to adjudicate on when applications are submitted to this. Last year, the money from the bank accounts that wasn't claimed totaled about €50 million was dispersed around the country to different projects. This sounds like a good idea because, as Paul Kilcullen told Michael McGrath, there are money sitting in these investment funds. It costs money for the companies that administer these accounts to process them. They would probably rather not having to do it and to transfer it into a dormant accounts fund. This was set up for the banks many, many years ago, Matt. I think it's almost 20 years ago at this stage when the dormant accounts fund for the banks were set up. And just to give you an example, 50 odd million distributed last year. There's over 600 million sitting in dormant in the grand total of dormant accounts funds. So even if there was half of that resting in investment funds or a little bit more, that is money that could be going to help communities and good causes around the country.
And that's a good way to finish. Ian Guider from the Business Post. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.